stuck against that commission level you just want to punch through to get your first 100,000, 150, 200, 250, or even more, you need to be doing these five things. The five things that I see shared among the highest producing and highest earning roofing sales reps in the industry. What you are about to watch is a private coaching session I did with a gentleman named Bear. He's a member of the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance, and he asked me how he could join the ranks of the highest earning roofing salespeople. And that is exactly what we discussed. Hang around till the end as I break down all these five so you can see the path to smashing through the income ceiling that you're stuck at. Now let's get started.
What would be your advice to someone that, like, I don't want to just be like a roofing sales guy. Like, I want to like be one of the top guys, not just in Houston, but like across the nation. Like that's my aspirations and my competitiveness. What are the things that you see the top guys doing? Like, if you were in my shoes and you were starting out, like I have a lot of window clientele that need roofs, right? But like pretty much starting fresh, if you were a guy that had proven he had sales experience that was starting over in roofing, like if you could rewind the clock back and you were getting into it, like what are the things that you would be focusing on and that you would be doing to make yourself like one of the top guys as quick as possible?
This is a good question. And I'm writing a few things down so I don't hit them too far in advance. One second. Okay, cool. That way I can hit them in order. This is in no particular order, by the way. Number one, the strongest salespeople that I see are wildly confident such that they are one step ahead of a homeowner and are not afraid to air things out. So there are some folks that call this hypothesis-based selling. And I'll give you an example. This can help shorten your sales appointments. You know, many times in sales, as you know, as you're probably trained, we do what? We ask questions. You know, what's the problem here? What are you looking for in a contractor? So once you've done this, which you could probably do this effective immediately, you know, the questions homeowners have, the resistance they have, the fact that they don't want to sell a roof. When you start your appointment, you can kind of skip all of the questions and jump right in and say, hey, listen, my guess, you called me out. You probably don't want to be spending time with me or any roofing salesperson because the last thing on earth that you want to do is buy a roof. And you're probably searching for a contractor who's local, who's going to do good work. You're not going to be featured in the latest news scam that you see about roofers taking advantage of someone. You want to make sure the company is reputable, reliable, going to be around for a while. And should something happen, that they're actually going to be there. And they're not just outsourcing their work to whoever they can find, and they're not finding material on Facebook Marketplace. So which one of those do you want to dive into a little bit more to help me understand what you're looking for today? And they're like, holy, because likely you added more information than they even thought. They were just thinking, I want a low price, right? I want a fair price. And then you add in these other details. Now what'll happen is they're like, oh, actually, yeah, but the most, you know, I really want, and they'll go into it. And now all of that discovery up front, you kind of gave them the discovery and gave them a little bit more than they expected. And then they jump in and usually add to those details. So now right out of the gate, you've built a tremendous amount of trust by showcasing a level of confidence as a teacher and as opposed to a salesperson. And I find that a lot of salespeople that are not great salespeople, they try to sell versus great salespeople try to teach. So number one is being bold. And this can come up too. Like if you know that objections come up, hit every single one of them early. Just like the new resources page on rsra.org that we went through in the last session, to use that at the door and say, hey, these are all the issues that you're going to have. These are the questions you're going to have. My deductible, the price, insurance told me to get three estimates. Stay ahead of all of them. So that's number one. Number two, top salespeople have impeccable time management. The number one limiting factor in this business is not your ability to sell. It's your ability to produce what you sell. So if you are like there's another member in RSRA, I remember we were going back and forth and he's struggling because he's got an average, like an hour drive time to every appointment. And I was like, dude, you got to get that under control. It's like an hour, hour and a half. Well, you know, if you're, that's four visits to a house for the sale, just for hell, call it three, 2 hours round trip. That's 6 hours of drive time per customer. Right? Like that's nuts. So being able to batch your time to do what needs to get done when it needs to get done. Example, if I put the metaphorical gun to your head and said, you have 2 hours to make sales today and you have to make as many as possible, you pick the time, go like 4 to 6, right? 5 to 7.
Yeah.
Like that's your window. Mm-hmm. So during that time, put blinders on. Don't do anything else during that time. And then your off-peak times, like when you start to get very strategic about how you use every single minute, that's where you start making more money and driving up your EHR, your effective hourly rate. Like the best time for follow-ups statistically is about 8 a.m, which is counterintuitive because most people like to call in the evenings thinking they're home from work. When people get home from work, they want to answer the phone. You call them in the morning, they're on the commute. Mm-hmm. They're going to answer. Okay. Doing all of your CRM and nonsense work that is necessary but not income producing needs to be batched, because at the end of the day, there's really only 3 ways that we make money. That's it. We generate appointments, we close deals, we get referrals. Those are literally the only things that make you money. So maximizing your time in those, which brings me to the next one, learning to say no. Number 3 is saying no. There are some of the smartest decisions that great salespeople make is walking away from deals that are a waste of time or customers that they know are not a good fit for them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a skill set that gets developed. I'm sure, I know you're there because you've been in, you know, window sales, you've been wildly successful. You taught me something great at the last event, by the way, I'll never forget it. The definition from being pushy is when mm-hmm. it goes from being of service to self-serving. And I love that. But anyway, my point is, learning to walk away from some deals that are a time suck. And then the final one is referrals. And I know that kind of falls into the time management, that there's only 3 things we do that make us money, just generate appointments, close deals, and get referrals. But at many of my events I've been speaking at lately, and I've surveyed thousands of people. I put them on the spot. I said, raise your hand with the number of referrals you've asked for this week, showing me with your fingers, how many? And I just did this in San Antonio last week. And I saw like 3 or 4 hands go up, and that's it. And everybody knows they're the easiest way to get business and people don't do them. So building all of these into processes, which I'd say would be number 5, is processes and for consistency, because the greatest salespeople are the most consistent, and the greatest salespeople who are consistent because they have a process. So example, a daily process. I wake up, I crank out all the boring CRM stuff I need to do. At 8 o'clock, I do all my follow-ups. Then I go into my next, you know, from let's say it's 9 to 11, I can do all the like estimates and things like that that I might need to get done. Then I'm out on the streets. Then I'm running appointments. Then I'm closing deals. Again, very, very, very efficient. Same thing with processes of how they present, processes for how they pitch in the house, and then processes for asking for referrals. So it's not just going from memory. But I've never met a top earner who doesn't have a process that was either formed via good sales habit. So some that they'll say, I don't have a process. They're not aware of it because they do the same things over and over again. That's what a process is. But, mm-hmm. but you can bypass the learning curve by documenting all of it and just being laser focused on how you produce every day. Yeah, I'd say those would be the top 5 for sure.
Yeah, love it. Yeah, I think it's just a matter, like, I think if you have the skills for it, which I'd also argue that a lot of people feel like they don't have the skills for it that do.
Yeah.
I'm not being like egotistical. Like I think I've proven it to myself that I do have the skills for it. And so it's just a matter of, like you said, documenting it. Like the wildly confident thing. Like I feel like I possess that. I have to, I could do that with windows for a long mm-hmm. time. And I very much value my own time. I have 2 young kids and a wife at home that I'd much rather spend time with than be with homeowners. And a lot of times I tell them that I'm like, hey, I have kids and a wife that I'd rather be with than to be with you right now. Like, so I want to cut to the chase for your sake. And so it's just knowing like, what are the key hot button issues with people and how do I get them quickly and efficiently while still being thorough?
Yep. Yeah. I just read this book, it's called the Creative Act, I believe, by I think it's called The Creative Act, A Way of Being by Rick Rubin. And I'm going to paraphrase this. He said that art is done, and I'd call sales art. I would, for sure. Art is done not when there's nothing more to add, but when there's nothing more to take away. And I think that's a great thing to close on, is to approach sales from that standpoint of, how do I dial back my presentation where there's nothing left that I can remove, as opposed to what more I can add? And when you can, again, cut to the chase using hypothesis-based selling, being bold, being efficient with your time, you're reducing to an essence to be really, really powerful as a salesperson, which can then save your time, make you a bunch of money, and get you home with your kids and wife where you want to be. So
exactly.
Yeah. Rock on, man. I appreciate you joining me today.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you doing this.
You bet. Hey, before you go, there are no fees for the show, but if I've helped you make money, will you do me a favor? That star rating in the podcast player you're listening to right now, it really makes a difference. So if you can punch in a star rating in a few words and share it with the world, that would really mean the world to me. And I thank you so much for doing that. And now I do have an invitation, a special invitation for my owners, my managers, and leaders of companies. Companies who are tired of being categorized as a scumbag roofer, knowing that 8 out of 10 homeowners don't trust us because the greedy and corrupt ones have ruined it for all of us. And for the companies that are burning through sales reps, like most, by the way, 2 out of 3 of them are quitting or get fired. They just don't have the training and support they need. And the companies who are tired of going at it alone as we navigate these sudden changes that are threatening our industry and have already toppled industry giants. Things like the economy, rising interest rates, consolidation, technology, AI, insurance policy changes, and legislative changes. Well, I've got an invitation for you, but this is not for everyone, because what I'm about to share with you is a members-only organization that requires taking a member pledge, abiding by our code of conduct, and signing a mutual non-disclosure agreement. In violation of any of the above, gets you kicked out. So if you're looking for that place to go so you can outsell, outgrow, and outcompete the rest as we stomp the scum out, well, then the Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance might be exactly what you've been looking for. And inside, you will get the ultimate endorsement by an organization that's already been featured in Fox News, USA Today, ABC, NBC, and CBS, the companies that your homeowners trust. So we, my friend, can do the selling for you to show that you're better and different. The place to turn to get access to the Roof Strategist sales system, our Roof with Solar sales system, and the ultimate community of like-minded professionals sharing insider information, what's working and what's not, and being joined in the trenches by industry leaders, not only myself, but folks like John Cenac, Deshaun Bryant, Cody Landles, and Jim Aline. Well, look no further. The Roofing and Solar Reform Alliance may be for you. Click the link in the description right now and set up your private tour. We're going to show you around inside, give you a day in the life, and let you decide for yourself if it's a good fit. And you can join 100% risk-free. We back it by our 30-day no BS money-back guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Click that link, get your private tour set up right now, or you can call or text us with any questions. That's 303-222-7133.